And hi again, everybody, back here at Staples Center where the visiting Sharks hand the Kings a 4-1 defeat. Four different San Jose scorers today: Tierney, Goodrow, Botker, and Thornton, and Trevor Lewis's 11th, the only goal for the Kings. Right now, let's head downstairs, check in with Darrell Evans and his guest.
Thanks, Nick. I'm down here with Kevin Gravel. Kevin, tough game for the Kings today, and again, a slow start. Found the Kings playing catch-up in the third period.
Yeah, continue to dig yourself holes. It's going to be tough to win games, especially in this division. We had a good push there in the third period, but when you spot a team three goals, it's tough to come back against any team, especially a team like that. So, we got a couple days here before our next game, so we got to refocus here in practice and come ready to go and puck drop on next game.
When you look at the stretch of games that the Kings are in right now, there hasn't been a lot of time to do the things that you like to do in practice, playing the defensive zone, working pucks along the boards. It seems like the timing is off in areas like that, that it has led to the opposition scoring and capitalizing on those chances.
Yeah, I think there's going to be times throughout a season where things aren't going your way as a team and individually, and when that happens, I think you just got to revert back to your basics and your fundamentals, like you said, and we've got 2 days here of practice to kind of refocus and work on those things and kind of just hit the reset button here and get back to work tomorrow.
As a team hasn't drawn a lot of penalties as of late over the course of the season, the third fewest power plays in the NHL this year. What do you see from the games that you've been around from the Kings standpoint? Too much around the perimeter, they're not getting inside the faceoff dots. I mean, it took till the third period tonight till you draw a power play.
Yeah, I think, again, kind of chasing the game. You spot a team a couple goals early. You're not playing your game. You're playing catch up the entire time. So, I think that just goes back to playing in their zone and getting to the net and making, using your speed and working down low and getting inside and making them drop penalties and making them, trip you, hook you, whatever it is. So, when things are tough, you just got to go back to the basics and kind of dump things down just try to keep it as simple as you can and work yourself out of this.
I want to look at your own personal game, the times that you've gone up and down. What have you learned from those times up and down and the adjustments that you've tried to make in your game?
Yeah, obviously when you're up, you try to do whatever you can to make sure you don't go back down, right? So I think it's just kind of growing your game as a whole. Every time you come back up, you should be better than you were the time before. It's just consistency. I think every young guy deals with it in the league, is being consistent and earning that coach's trust so they can throw you over the boards, when they need to and be able to have faith in you to be able to do that. And that's just one thing I've really been trying to work on is my consistency in my game. If you do end up going back down, it's still the same thing. Work on getting better and do whatever you can down there. Be a team player and try to get yourself back up here.
Well, keep up the good work, and I know you and your team are going to enjoy the next couple of days of practice, get a chance to maybe tighten things up a little bit, and get ready for the game on Thursday against the defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins.
Thank you.
All right, Nick, back up to you.
All right, thanks very much. Kevin Gravel joining us on the post game. Three stars of the game, Martin Jones, 35 saves, the win and goal for San Jose is star number three. Dylan DeMello, back in the lineup. He had missed the last three games, assisted on their first two goals, primary assists. He was a plus three in the game. He is star number two. And Chris Tierney, who centered their number one line today with Donskoy and Bodker. Tierney, a goal and an assist, a plus two, is star number one. His goal started the scoring back in the first period. Tierney, star number one. DeMello, star number two. Jones, the goalie, star number three. Sharks win it 4-1. We'll take a break. When we come back, the highlights. Kings hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Post-game show continues. The Sharks a 4-1 winner over the Kings as they take the season series 3-1. Time now for our Nestle Crunch hit of the game, and it came back in the first period. Tierney for Donskoy on right wing. He'll poke it into the Kings end, and he gets finished hard by McDermott. Another big hit by rookie Curtis McDermott. And McDermott, the big rookie defenseman on Donskoy with that first period hit. That was the Nestle Crunch hit of the game. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. Sharks started the scoring here this afternoon. Everybody was getting settled in. 4:38 into the game. San Jose made it 1-0. Chris Tierney on right wing to Donskoy into the zone. Now for Tierney, who feeds it out to the blue line. Held in. DeMello, a shot. Deflects on. Save made. Donskoy to Tierney, who scores. Well, Kemper made a save on the deflection of the point shot, but then the Sharks picked up the rebound, and they beat Darcy Kemper. Chris Tierney and Donskoy teaming up, and Chris Tierney makes it 1-0 San Jose.
His 11th of the year, Donskoy and DeMello with the assist, that goal at 4:38, and San Jose had that 1-0 lead after one period. Sharks scored a goal in the second period as well, and this goal at 8:52 turned out to be the game winner. Dillon to DeMello, up the right wing in the zone, to the circle, a shot, save, rebound, score! Barkley Goodrow on the rebound. Shot from the right side by DeMello, kicked out by Kemper, but nobody picked up Goodrow in front. 2-0 Sharks. Goodrow's third of the year. DeMello and Dillon with the assist. DeMello, their defenseman, with four assists in the four games against the Kings this year. He has seven assists on the season. Dillon DeMello and his partner Dillon, with Brendan Dillon, Dillon DeMello, the two defensemen assisting on Goodrow's goal. 2-0 San Jose. Then later on in that second period, the Kings had a glorious chance to get on the board. Burns a shot blocked, and here's a break to center. Clifford in the zone, and on goal, a chance save is made by Jones, robbing Kyle Clifford's breakaway attempt. And that kept it 2-0, the Clifford breakaway, about 12 minutes into the second period. Sharks led 2-0 after two periods. And then at 9:11 of period three, San Jose would score again. Outlet pass on the right wing, picked up Tierney, into the zone, to the right circle, Tierney, a centering pass, tipped, score! Bodker, I think, tipped it. Two Sharks were in front. And that line of Tierney, Bodker, and Donskoy does it again. 3-0 San Jose. Bodker is fourth, Donskoy and Tierney, his line mates, with the assist, the goal at 9:11. Kings had their first power play of the game. Pavelski whistled for tripping at 10:32, and right after he came out of the penalty box, the Kings got their only goal of the game. Sharks at full strength. 3-0 San Jose. Kempe outside the right circle. Cross ice pass to Gabrick. Plays it out of his stick. Gates. Centers. Score. Trevor Lewis. The cross ice feed to Marion Gabrick. Gabrick couldn't tee it up. It got caught up in his skates, but he had the presence of mind to throw the puck into the goal crease, and Lewis was there for a tap-in. The Kings get on the board. It's an even strength goal. The Sharks lead 3-1. And for Trevor, having a career year after having a career year last year, he had a career-high 12 goals last season already with 11, and this is the 44th game this season. 11th goal for Trevor Lewis, 6 points in his last six games. Gabrick and Kempe assisting that goal at 12:42. And then late, with about 3:05 left, Kemper, the goalie, was pulled for the extra skater. And no scoring by the Kings. And with time winding down at 19:40, Joe Thornton ends it with an empty net goal, his 10th goal of the season. Braun and Vlasic picking up the assist. So four different Sharks on the score sheet today. Tierney, Goodrow, Bodker, and Thornton, and Trevor Lewis for the Kings. No freezers, no microwaves, no heat lamps ever at In-N-Out Burger. Always fresh is the only way. Come taste the In-N-Out difference. Final shots on goal. Kings had 36, San Jose 33. Winning goaltender Martin Jones, he is now 14-10-4. The loser, Darcy Kemper, he is now 5-1-3. We'll take a look at the final numbers and the scoreboard when the postgame returns. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Postgame show continues. A reminder on the flagship in a few moments. Kings Talk, give us a call at 800-222-5222. 800-ABC-KABC. Time now for our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game. We'll give it to
Derek Forbert of the Kings, the young defenseman, played almost 20 minutes. He was even in the game, had a team-high 5 hits. So Derek Forbert is our pest of the game, brought to you by Stanley Pest Control. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or find them at stanleypest.com. Couple of other afternoon games in the books. Dallas goes into Boston and wins in overtime 3-2. Tyler Seguin's 22nd of the year wins it in OT. Johns and Radulov with his 17th for Dallas. Chara and Spooner scoring for the Boston Bruins. Jamie Bennett, 2 assists for Dallas. Kari Lehtinen gets the win in goal. John Klingberg had an assist, extending his point streak to 7 games. Patrice Bergeron had his 5-game point scoring streak snapped. Hudobin took the loss in overtime. Dallas 3, Boston 2. Avalanche keep rolling along. They've won now 7 straight. Jonathan Bernier, ex-King, has won 5 straight, filling in for Varlamov as Colorado beats the Ducks in Denver 3-1. Nieto, McKinnon's 20th, and Wilson for Colorado. McKinnon extending his point streak to 7 games. Wagner, the only goal for the Ducks. Ryan Miller got the loss in goal for Anaheim. So Colorado 3, Anaheim 1. And later on tonight, getting underway shortly, the Islanders will be at Montreal. And here this afternoon, the Sharks win it 4-1. Tierney, Goodrow, Bodker, and Thornton for the winners. Trevor Lewis is 11th for the Kings. Both teams were 0-for-1 on the power play. Shots on goal, Kings 36, San Jose 33. Martin Jones now 9-3-2 in his career against the Kings, the team he broke in with. And Darcy Kemper in his career falls to 2-3-2 against San Jose. Kemper losing for the first time this season in regulation. He is now 5-1-3. His start today was his first in 30 days. Kings, they've lost 4 straight, which matches a season high. They're allowing too many goals. 16 in the 4 games. They've allowed 4 goals in each of the 4 losses, outscored 16-9. Since their 8-game winning streak, they're 4-7-2. And the Sharks win the series, winning 3 out of 4. San Jose improving to 10-2-3 in the Pacific Division. The Kings in the division now fall to 5-7-3. And as we look at the updated standings, with the win, San Jose to within 1 point of third place and the Kings. They have 52 points. The Kings have 53. Calgary second with 54. So those three teams all bunched up together. Vegas continues to pace the Pacific Division. So San Jose just a point behind the Kings, who are third, and San Jose still with 2 games in hand. Once again, we want to thank our on-site producer, John Traconis, this afternoon. Our network producers, Jose Fernandez and Andre Padilla. And a reminder, next up on the flagship KABC Kings Talk, give us a call at 800-222-5222. And next up for the Kings, Thursday with Pittsburgh at 7 o'clock. Our coverage at 6:30 with the pregame. 7 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the radio network. TV will have it for you. NBC Sports Network at 7 o'clock. And for Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good afternoon from Staples Center. Final score once again, the Sharks 4 and the Kings 1. So long, everybody.